Let's get to our guest, Tom Plum, portfolio manager of the Plum Balanced Fund. So just watching this GameStop phenomenon today, Tom, is really interesting. But I think at the core here is Wall Street firms spend a lot of time and money trying to figure out what their competitors and other big institutions are doing. And here you had Redditors that were basically going out of their way to show their strategies in a very, very public forum. And so, of course, that attracted big players on both sides. And I suppose it's not surprising the little guy gets hurt. But from your standpoint, is there anything that needs to be fixed quickly?
Well, no, I mean, basically the SEC's obligation was to try to make sure that people knew what they were doing and that the small investor was not taken advantage of. But whenever you're dealing with something like this, it's basically individuals against the house, just like you were at a casino. And, you know, you have to remember that even if you win on one or two shakes of the dice, the house always wins. Wall Street is still controlled by big investors, and those big investors, big brokerage firms, big hedge funds, they will understand the system and they'll end up being the winners when all this stuff comes out.
But the thing is, the system's changing, isn't it? And we don't know what it's going to look like.
Exactly. And they will adapt, and so will individual investors. When I started out, they used to say a thing called the small investor odd lot trading was a big indicator because they always assumed the individuals were wrong. Well, that's not the case anymore. Individuals can have a lot of information at their fingertips, and in this case, they used it.
Tom, just really briefly, if we get to the markets of the day, is it too early to worry about inflation and the Fed thinking about tapering?
Well, I think so. I think that they will taper, but it's going to happen after we see some significant signs of recovery. You know, in the past, the Fed always reacted rather than anticipated. And then we've seen the last couple cycles, they've tried to get faster on the button. And it looks like this time they are ahead of it. And I don't think, though, they will reverse until they actually see some signs.
Yeah.
But just taking a look at what's going on with Bitcoin, it's just been just parabolic the way it's gone up of late. That's, of course, one sign of perhaps a little bit of a froth, to put it mildly. The thing is, you know, you can trade Bitcoin, et cetera, but, you know, people also compare Bitcoin with as a store of value, such as gold. And when there was the gold mining boom, you went, of course, for the people who made the shovels rather than the physical stuff itself. Is that the same when it comes to Bitcoin?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of market dynamics on Bitcoin, and I think anyone who tells you that they think it's going to go up to 100,000 or if it's going to go down to 30,000, nobody really knows. But what we do know is the blockchain technology behind it is really robust, and it's going to be required for internet security, domestic and international commerce, ability to transfer files, documents, plans, etc. And when you look at the need and the building up of the whole blockchain technology, think about who produces the chips that make it possible. And that leader by far is NVIDIA. You know, their chips are used in the mining of cryptocurrency, gaming, cloud, artificial intelligence. So that's what we look at. We think that there have a company that you know is a sustainable possibility of growing.
But, Tom, you've just outlined every investor's dilemma is how much do you pay up for it? NVIDIA has a forward PE of 52, and, yes, its revenue grew 55% in the fourth quarter, but GAAP earnings only 30%. So when is expensive too expensive?
You know, I mean, obviously that's a big question, but as long as you're growing and you're the market leader, you know, if you think back, when would you have been able to justify Amazon based on a price-earnings ratio? You know, when you're a market leader in a dominating it and the industry is growing faster than the economy by multiples, I think you still have to stay with it. You know, it's tough to put a full position in at these prices, but, you know, for someone who's held it for a long time, I don't see any reason to sell it at this point.
All right. Well, you know, as we're talking about ways of paying money. You've got an interesting take on Latin America and a bet there as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, you know, Latin America is in general, it had been pretty unbanked. So if you were going to a market, you paid cash, you moved things around. They went home with their cash. They paid their bills with cash. They came back to the market the next day, the merchants did. But obviously, when you have the pandemic, you've had a whole change that's accelerated this change to the digital wallets. And I think there's a long road ahead of them, even though it's been growing very quickly. There's three main companies down there. They're all kind of a combination of, say, Square, PayPal, and even Amazon. We own Mercado Libre, you know, Pega Seguro is one that deals with the small unbanked group, and we think that's has an incredible opportunity as they have a thing called Peg Bank, and they're growing their merchant and non-merchant business.
So, Tom, normally in times like this, when you have really heady stock prices and high valuations, you're really worried about the Fed coming in. And we've already talked a little bit about even if you get some inflation, the Fed's not going to act. So what do we watch then for the next major concern?
You know, I think that the Fed is going to telegraph when they are going to start to change. Obviously, they'll announce them in pieces. They may stop what we'd call the quantitative easing, the bond buying, things like that. Until that time, you know, asset values are going to continue to go up, and the ones that are going up the most are equities.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us. That was Tom Plum. He is the portfolio manager of the Plum Balanced Fund.
Join us on February 25th for the Bloomberg Crypto Summit. With Bitcoin reaching all-time highs, the future of digital assets has never seemed brighter. But the question remains, what will it take to push cryptocurrencies into the portfolios of the world's largest investors? Speakers include Nick Carter from Coinmetrics, Glenn Hutchins from Silverlake, Catherine D. Wood from ARK Asset Management, and many more. Sponsored by BitGo and Grayscale Investments. Register at BloombergLive.com/crypto/radio.